Station 5, Protection of the Spreewald Bogs. Starting in the 1990s, the water budget of the Spreewald Bogs gradually recovered after years of heavy regulation and interventions during the 20th century. This occurred as lignite mines in the neighboring regions were closed, as were pumping stations, such that the groundwater levels slowly rose and the natural water budget of the bogs was reestablished. This development was supported by the founding of the Spreewald Biosphere Reserve in 1990 and the associated designation of many areas as land and nature protection zones. With the increase in groundwater level, many areas have become flooded again and are therefore difficult to manage. If the ground is not too wet and can bear the heavy machinery, then 1 to 2 hay harvests can be expected per year. The mowing occurs in late summer, such that meadow birds like the crane can nest undisturbed. The hay is mostly used as feed for cattle, or more recently as biomass for energy production at the Görlitz Agriculture Company, just 5 kilometers away. In years with low precipitation, the grasslands can be used as pastures. Due to the low yields and heavy use, management of the Spreewald Biosphere Reserve is subsidized with funds from the European Union and the state of Brandenburg. Economic use of some rewetted areas is impossible. Therefore, such areas are managed solely to maintain the cultural and natural landscape of the Spreewald. The increased groundwater level in conjunction with extensive usage and landscape management has ensured that the character of the Spreewald bog landscape is maintained and that bog-typical animal and plant species, such as alders, rushes, and reeds, can become dominant again. Peat mineralization has also stopped in many places and peat formation stimulated, so that the bogs are now slowly growing at specific locations at a rate of 0.5 to 1 centimeter per year, and thus contributing to climate protection. Today, the primary goal is to keep the water level in the Spreewald bogs high enough such that both land cultivation and peat formation are possible. From 2001 to 2014, the Waterfront Strip Project made a special contribution to the protection of bogs. A core goal of the project was to raise and stabilize the water level in the southern diked area in order to stop the ongoing depletion of peat. Here are two initiatives that help to achieve this goal. The first is the artificial winter flooding areas. Several streams that had been separated from the surrounding water system when the dike was built were reconnected to the main river. In the winter, all dam structures are opened such that large parts of the diked area are flooded. This unlimited flow is only possible in the winter. The enhancements of the 60s and 70s so effectively shrank the body of peat that if unlimited water flooded in this area in the summer as it does in the winter, the fields would be too wet for the typical Spreewald management and cultivation to occur. Therefore, in the summer, only a limited amount of water, in accordance with the current conditions of low precipitation, is let into the area through a single inflow source. Thanks to the improved water supply in the summer and flooding in winter, the fluctuations in groundwater levels between summer and winter have been significantly reduced. Additionally, former extreme lows in water level have risen by up to 60 centimeters in the summer months. The second initiative was the installation of a stone barrier across the Krummen Dam River. This raised the water level in the higher eastern part of the diked area, allowing for it to be ecologically improved. Initiatives like the Waterfront Strip Project are vital to preserving bogs, but bog conservation occurs on the small scale too, and that's where you come in, because even small actions can have big impacts. For example, avoid buying peat-based potting soil for your gardening activities. Take part in local associations that work to protect bogs. And when visiting bogs, leave them as you found them. Thank you.